Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. If you are having an OCD attack right now, you need to understand what's fueling the attack. And what's fueling the attack is your rumination. It's you thinking about the thought. The more you think about the thought, the more your mind understands that it must be important to you since you're thinking about it all so much, and it gives you more of this thought. This is the cycle. So in order for your mind to send you less of this thought, less of this fear, you need to stop actively ruminating, actively solving it. So the thought comes in and you're like, nope, not gonna go there. I don't care. I'm gonna stay busy. I'm gonna stay away from this thought. And then the thought comes in over and over and pummeling you all day long. And you're like, no, I'm not doing this. This has to be how you're operating. I promise you, if you do this, it will start to reduce and eventually go away. If you continue to ruminate, it will only get worse. If by chance you happen to solve it through rumination, I promise you that almost instantly it will be replaced with another detail or another very similar thought. There is no point in doing that. So right now, you have to be very strong, you have to be very brave, you have to take a chance, and you need to refuse rumination to the best of your ability. I know it won't be perfect. I do really suggest that you track the rumination time because it will give you a little bit more self-esteem as you're going, because you're going to start to see, well, hey, I've reduced to the best of my ability in hour one, and then I did a little more hour two, even if it's just a few minutes more that you didn't ruminate out of the whole hour. And then, you know, little by little, pulling yourself out. Usually with my clients, we track every 3 hours, but when they are having a really bad day, I do suggest tracking every hour, because then you can really zero in on the recovery work and really push through much, much faster, because you don't have that kind of wiggle room. You have to reduce every hour. So I do invite you to do that. You can do this. Always remember that there is no point in solving a thought because it's going to be replaced with another thought. You need to fix the disorder, and to fix the disorder, you need to cut out that fuel that the disorder needs to run, which is rumination and compulsions, of course, for people who are doing compulsions. If you're doing compulsions, everything applies. Just replace rumination with compulsions. So you have to do this little bit by little bit. I've done it. My clients have done it. You can do this, but you will only do it if you actually start right now. Right now, not an hour from now when you've already gone on Google, asked for reassurance, and already at 10 out of 10. Start now. From now on, refuse taking this thought seriously. It will come in, but refuse your reaction to the thought. If you would like to do my one-on-one recovery program, all the information is on youhaveocd.com.